Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I greet you this morning. Now, when he got out into a boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly, a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." But he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O Lord, O you of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the seas, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, "Who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" My message this morning is entitled, "I'm So Glad I Made It." O precious and everlasting Father God, be with us this morning, Lord. Let us touch some father's boy, some mother's child. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. This story is written in the book of Matthew. Matthew's purpose, or Matthew's gospel, serves several purposes. But one purpose is to prove to Jewish readers that Jesus is their Messiah and promised King. We're going to talk about Jesus, the Savior, our Redeemer, the King of Kings, the one we get down on bended knees and call to, the same one that gives us grace and mercy just to make it through. This story takes place after Jesus has cleansed the lepers, after he has healed the centurion's servant, after Peter's mother-in-law is healed, The scriptures even say when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out spirits with his word, and he healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. At this point, Jesus has gotten into the boat, and his disciples, they followed him. And the Bible says, suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, and the boat was covered with waves. Doesn't that remind you of life itself? Oftentimes, you're just going through life, living life the best way that you know how, and out of nowhere, a storm comes up in your life. You had just come through one storm, and as soon as you thought that you were getting your feet planted on a solid rock, the winds pick up. And usually with a storm, we look to the sky and we see it may get a little cloudy. And we try to prepare for it. And then we look up and it gets a little darker. The clouds seem to gather. The storm seems as though it's starting to build just a little bit more. You're trying to make it through the best way you know how. And then it starts to rain. At this point, you know, the storm may seem to be getting just a little bit worse in your life. Following the hard downpour in your life, the lightning starts to flash. See, sometimes in your life, and some storms in your life are worse than others. Some storms will have you broken. Some storms will leave you lonely. Some storms will have you feeling as if your heart is hollow, but you can still feel the hurt. This particular storm in the scriptures had the disciples scared to death. They were so frightened that they went and woke up Jesus. They were saying, Lord, save us. We are perishing. Have you ever been in a storm in your life where you didn't know if you were going to make it? Sometimes you felt as though that you may lose your everlasting mind. See, storms will have you wondering if you're going to make it through. See, some storms are financial storms. Some storms are emotional storms. Some storms are stress. Some storms may even be sickness. See, everybody goes through a storm at one point or another in their lives. The kind of storms like the disciples had will make you call on Jesus. That sweet name of Jesus. The name above every name. There's power in the name of Jesus. Like I said, some storms are worse than others. And then I look back at my life and I look at the storms in my life. Sometimes the storms made me feel like I was in pure darkness where I couldn't see light in any direction. The kind of storm where I couldn't see my way out. See, there were many times in my life where you don't understand why the storm is happening, but you know you're just caught up in it. The kind of storm when I looked to my right side and all I found was confusion and turmoil and arguing and hurt. And then I looked on my left side and all I see is misunderstanding and tears and pain and depression. Those kind of storms, well, I didn't know if I was going to make it through. But see, storms may come in your life. But every once in a while, the lightning would flash just enough to give me a glimmer of hope. Then I realized that it seemed as if the more I called and depended on Jesus, things seemed to get a little clearer. Power in the name of Jesus. See, Jesus can step into your life and calm the storms down. You can hear him say, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" When I sit back and I think about the storms in my life and I think about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, my soul cries, hallelujah. See, sometimes in your life, you got to sit back and call on the name of Jesus. I was sitting back. I was listening to a song called Testimony, and it reminded me of my life. When I sit back and I look at all the storms that's come in my life, I know I'm not the only one. When I thought that I couldn't go through anymore, when I thought that I was going to lose my mind, when my heart was broken and I was a broken man, the Lord reached way down and he reached out and he grabbed me and I made it through. See, the Lord had a plan for me. I'm so glad I made it through. And now I realize what a storm is. See, oftentimes when you get caught up in the storms in your life, sometimes when you don't know which way to go, sometimes when you're in the muck, in the melee, and you don't know your way through, sometimes when you look to your right and there's darkness and despair, sometimes when you look to your left and you can't see your way out, your heart is broken and you don't know which way to turn and you don't know how to get out of the mess that you're in, sometimes things may get bad. But the one thing about it, regardless of the storm that you're in, all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus, and he'll get you through. Sometimes God lets us go through some storms to get where he wants us to be. I read something the other day that said, sometimes you got to fall before you fly. I sit back and I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. And all I can say is thank you, Lord. Sometimes in your life you go through hurt. Sometimes it may be sickness. Not all the time it has to be you. Sometimes it can be a lost loved one that you had to see fall asleep at rest. The hurt is there. The pain is there. But the one thing that I know is all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus, the name above every name. Everything is going to be all right. I know that one of these old mornings, And it won't be long. A storm is going to come up in my life. And the last words that I want on my lips is, thank you, Jesus. See, one of these old mornings, I'm going to slip away at rest. But it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. One of these old days, the trumpets are going to sound. One of these old days, the sky is going to crack open. One of these old days, the dead in Christ shall rise. One of these old days, we're going to meet in the air. And on those days, one of these old days, and on that morning, the dead in Christ shall rise. I'm going to meet my Savior. I'm going to meet my stronghold. And all I want to say is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is a liar. I can't wait to see my Savior and sit back and say, thank you, Father. When I look back over my life, all I can see is say is, thank you, Lord, for all the storms. I can't wait when I look around, when we all get together in the air, when I look to my right side and I used to see troubles and I used to see despair. I used to see hurt and I used to see danger. All I'm going to see is my loved ones in the air. I'm going to look my father is going to be there. And I look a little further, my grandmother is going to be there. My grandfather is going to be there. I can't wait. And then I look to my left when I used to see hurt, harm, and danger, confusion everywhere. My heart was broken and tears would stream from my eyes. When I look to my left, all I'm going to see is all the saints gathered together saying, thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 oh Lord. I can't wait to see that day. But the one thing I want to do is look on my Savior's face. Look at him when we're in the air. All I want to do is bow down in front of my Savior. I know tears are going to be streaming from the wells of mine eyes, but it's going to be all right. There won't be tears of hurt, harm, or danger. There won't be tears of confusion. There won't be tears of a storm. There won't be tears of confusion. There'll be tears of joy, because I sit back and all I want to say is, thank you, Father, for all the storms that came up in my life. You were there with me every step of the way. And every time I got down on bended knees and I said, Lord, help me, Jesus, you were there. Every time I didn't know what to do and I sit back when my child was sick and he couldn't get well and you reached down and you touched him with the finger of love, all I can say is, thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for me. I just can't wait to sit back and say, Lord, when I didn't know which way to go and I was doing things I had no business doing and you pulled me out of the doctors and put me on a street called straight. Thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for me. When I was lonely and didn't have anybody to talk to, and on those lonely nights and dark nights, I just want to say thank you, Father, for being there for me. I want to sit back and thank him, Lord, for all the times that as I was in despair and tears ran down my face and I laid my head on my pillow, you caught every tear, Father. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me. I can't thank him enough. I can't thank him enough. I can't wait to sit back and thank you, Father. I can remember, Lord, when I would lay down in the bed and my heart was so heavy, I would get down on bended knees, and I was so hurt, I was so distraught, I was so confused, I didn't know what to do, and I was so bad that I tried to pray, and the words couldn't even come out of my mouth. But you reached down, and you touched an old wretch like me. I once was blind, but now I see, and all I can say is thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for me. All I want to do, Lord, is say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You reached way down just to touch me. And in my mind, I can see it just as clear as day. I'm sitting there in the air with my loved ones around, angels to my left and angels to my right. I'm my head bowed down. In my mind, I can see the Lord reach straight down and put his hand ever so gently under my chin and lift my head up and say, child, oh, child, all you had to do was call me. I was there every step of the way. Didn't I tell you, if you cast your cares on thee, I would be there for you. I can hear my Lord sit back and say, all you had to do was delight thyself in me. I can see it just as clear as day. I can see it just as clear as day. I can see my Father when I can hear him tell me, on those days when you had confusion, on those days that you were lost, on those days that you were full of despair, on those days where darkness was all around you, all those days that you were lost in the muck and the melee, all you had to do was trust in me. Didn't I tell you, trust in me with all thine heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Didn't I tell you I was there for you in your storms? And all I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you. I thank you, Lord. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I made it. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I made it. Thank you, Father. You had a plan for me, and because of you, I've made it through. Thank you, Lord. You said you would stick closer than a brother. Thank you, Father. You said if I lean not on my own understanding. Thank you, Father. All you had to do is trust in him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. When I needed help, you said, oh, thine help comes from you. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad. Lord, I'm so glad I made it. When I was brokenhearted, you said Psalms 37:4, delight thyself unto the Lord, and you shall give me the desires of my heart. Thank you, Lord. I know I didn't do right all the time, Lord, but I did all I knew how to do. Oh, I'm so glad, Lord, I was taught to pray in your word. Luke 18:1 says, man ought pray and not think. Thank you, Father. I don't know if I'm always right, Father, but I tried to pray right. I tried to do right. In your word, you said, James 5:16, the effect of fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I can hear him say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so you and I can have a right to the tree of life. When I sit back and I think about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, my soul cries, hallelujah. When I sit back and I think about my Savior with the cross on his back, I sit back. back and think about my Savior when he walked through the streets. I sit back and I think about my father when he was struggling, when he was bleeding. He had been whipped. He had been torn. And every time while he carried that cross on his back, blood dripping from his body, every time the blood touched the ground, every drop of blood had my name on it. Every drop of blood had your name on it. Every drop of blood carried your sweat. Every drop of blood carried your tears. Every drop of blood carried your pain. Every drop of blood carried your burdens. Every drop of blood, every drop of blood carried your misfortunes, your trials, your tribulations, your muck, your malady, your darkness, your hurt, your discomfort, your confusion. Every drop of blood that the Lord shed for us. And when they got him on Golgotha's hill, and he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. He said, I'll draw all men unto me. Women, all kind of men, I'll draw all men unto me. They sit back and they hung him high and they stretched him wide. He did that so we could have a right to the tree of life. All I can say is thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me, for bringing me out of my storms. Thank you, Lord. And then he sat back. He looked up toward heaven, and he said, it is finished. It is done. So now, when times get hard in your life, when the storms seem to rage, don't worry. Trust in Jesus. Trust in his word. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be there for you in the storms of your life when the tempest is raging. Trust in God. And you can say, I'm so glad I made it through. I'm so glad. Oh, gracious and everlasting Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us through this far. Regardless of what we may go through in life, remember, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. He'll get you out of the storms in your life. Just trust in Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Apostle Mercer, for the opportunity to bless some soul.
God so much. You have just heard speak with Reverend Lucas. Again, that is Jeremiah with Reverend Ray. You can reach them by email at go to and baptize. Again, that's go to and baptize. Jeremiah speaks Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Also, Monday through Friday from 7 o'clock p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Truly, we enjoyed that beautiful word from Reverend Raymond Lucas. God bless you. God bless you, and God bless you. Truly, we are so blessed this morning. You are listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, and I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Let us mute our phones at this time as we get ready to go into the inner courts and to worship our Lord. And we will listen to Jeff Majors and Psalms 23. Amen.
Thank you.
goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. If you would like to reach us, our email address is ffmw.inc@verizon.net. Again, that's F like five, F like fold, M like ministries, W like worldwide, .inc@verizon.net. We can be heard on this radio station Monday through Fridays, as well as Sunday mornings. Again, we can be heard here each day of the week, including Sunday mornings, and God bless you. This is also our disclaimer, as we say during each broadcast, that the music belongs to the artist, that we are playing their music for promotional reasons to encourage you to get their CDs, but they own the right to their music. Again, this is our disclaimer. We would like you just to sit back and to relax. Truly, we are dealing with seasons of different weathers here at the East Coast. We're dealing with flus and colds, and this is our season, whether it's our fall to wintery season. So my nose may sound a little bit stuffy this morning, but I hope that you can hear me clear enough so that we can worship the Lord. I would like to go in this morning by listening to Anointed Woman of God. Truly, God have used her. Her name is Vestai Magum. Again, it's Lady Magum, and truly, she's a blessing from the Lord. Amen.
Preacher, is that right? Is that what you call yourself, a preacher? Is that what you are? So you're a preacher. You need to be more interested about altars being gemmed with souls and seeking God than the status quo. You need to be more concerned about souls than Robert's rule of orders. You need to know the Bible so well. You need to know it better than an attorney knows the law and a doctor knows his medicine. You definitely need to know it better than the devil knows it, and he knows it and can quote it. Not an edited book. God literally tells it like it is. And the book says there is absolutely no place in the kingdom of God for spectators and Sunday morning Christians. And God has requirements for everybody sitting in this room. He made a powerful investment in every one of you, and he wants a return on his investment. And if you do not give it to him, you may well hear him say, depart from me. Give me what you took from me. I'll give it to somebody that will do something with it. So you're a preacher.
Yes. Truly, that is so true, that as God has given us laws and commandments, and he said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. There is so much that we need to give God praises for. We need to worship him. That even to wake us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, exercise of our limb, we thank God for breathing breath into our body. And as a Lady Magnum say, who are we to take things for granted and not even remember the Sabbath and keep it holy? It doesn't matter what day it is. It could be on a Saturday. It could be through the week. But we are to reverence God every day in our walk. As we look at ourselves in the mirror, we are to reverence him, that he is our head and our covering. He is our Lord and our Savior. We are to be grateful and live our life in such a way can say, God, here am I, use me. You know, as Lady Magum said, that when we look at the word of God and he has given us a blueprint for living, as well as that he's saying to us, follow my commandments, obey the law, so that you can live in such a way that you can have eternal life. God knows that none of us is perfect, that we are going to make a mistake, and this is why Jesus died on the cross. But we would like you just to sit back and enjoy Vesta Megum, and her last name is spelled M-A-N-G-U-N, truly a woman of God. Amen.
You are. God never made two of us the same. Don't wish you were anybody else. God got you for your own place. Don't compare yourself with anybody else. Don't bemoan where you are, what you are, what you have or what you have not or accomplished or where you've been and said and done or any of it. David said, after he had numbered the people and 70,000 people had died in a plague, he said, my times are in God's hands. And look at me, there's a lot of things in his hands, and every preacher in this room, you're in God's hands. If that don't tell you something and you can't tell them to go tell that old fox, you can't take me out of his hands. I'm in his hands. My name is inscribed in the palm of his hand. He's got this whole world in his hands.
Yes, yes. I love how she said this morning that we need to go tell the fox, that old shrewd adversary, the devil himself, that we are in God's hands. Truly that we are in God's hand, that we should have no reason, no reason where we cannot call upon our Lord and say, God, here am I. I'm asking you to use me. I'm asking you, God, to forgive me. I'm asking you to give me a chance, God, that I will be able to see eternal life, to be there with my loved ones, to be there with you, because we love the Lord. I would like at this time for everyone to get out their Bibles. We are going to examine Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 to 21. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 to 21. And I would like you, if you can, that for you to just call your neighbor, call a friend, call those that you love, even those that you may not love, and say, you know, let's break bread together. Let us listen to the word together. Let us just be at peace with one another. That is the thing that the Lord is calling us to do, to be at peace, because there are so many things that people are going through in life, even as leaders, that we need to love one another, treat each other the way that we want to be treated, and respect each other in the Lord. No matter where you are in the world, that we are to network, we are to just fellowship, and we are to love each other in such a way that God get the praise. I love a song that Leandra Johnson sung. We want to enjoy it at this time.
Is mine. Oh, a fall, a grace, a glory divine, heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God. God, born of His Spirit.
I started out with Lady Vestai Magum because it was talking about unity in the body of Christ, unity in the spirit of worship and in the house of the Lord. And as I said earlier, I hope you can hear me. I'm on the East Coast and my sinuses are acting up this morning, but I hope I'm clear enough to say what thus said the Lord of hosts, that he wants us to walk in love. You know, so many times that it says here all through the Bible that Jesus was condemned, he was judged, ridiculed, talked about, fingers pointed at. And there was a lot of people that had a lot to say about him and his ministry, God forbid. But all of us are unique and special to God, and we all are called to be of service to minister to one to another, to reconcile hope, to encourage and inspire. God did not wake us up this morning to judge and condemn, to critique and undermine or pull a rug down from a brother. You know, it says that you need to know the Bible in and out for yourself, not to condemn, not to lay hurt or pain to others, but as you woke up this morning to glorify him, to reverence him, to worship him, as it says in Psalm 23 that he is my light and my salvation. Lord have mercy. The covering that we have from God is worthy to be praised. The breath that he put in our body, the blood that's running warm through our bodies, to have an opportunity to wake up in the land of the living. So many people did not make it. As Lady Magum says, even back then, that was a tape in 1974, and we're in year 2022. And people are dying with COVID. We are blessed. We're a blessed generation. We have the favor of God that we are able to make it this morning and wake up. We don't know the hour, the day, the time of when he's coming back to crack open the sky. We don't know even the life that we have, the time when we will die from this natural flesh. But one thing he promised us that he will give us eternal life if we will accept the Lord, accept the death, burial, and resurrection, if we would accept Jesus as our Savior and our Lord, that we can have eternal life. One of the requirements is that we should love our neighbor as ourselves, that we should love each other and know how to treat each other in love. You know, God took me this direction this morning. I was asking the Lord what would he have me to say to his people. And one of the things that he pressed upon my heart is that a lot of us, we have responsibilities, that there are so many people that pull at us that we cannot forget who we are. We cannot forget the grace that God has shown us. We cannot forget the mercy that is required of us and the love that is our duty and responsibility, not only to show ourselves, but to each other. It is so very important. You know, I was looking over the scripture, and I know I'm going right into the word. I usually play a lot of music, but I feel that it's very important. It says here in Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 to 22, it says, "Now when Jesus saw the great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whensoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not nowhere to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me, and let the dead bury the dead." I have just read Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 to 22. Our focal point will be on verses 20. "And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head." If we would look at a scene this morning, it says here that the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. In other words, it says the weary, are so dependent on God. I say it again. The weary are so dependent on God. We can't depend on ourselves, but we have to depend on God. We should be grateful that it says even in the scripture that God himself had nowhere to lay his head, that everyone was pulling at him. However, he found the time for you and I. He found the time to hear our prayers. He found the time to make intercession for us with his Holy Spirit to fight our battle for us, to guide us and give us all spiritual truth so that we can be victorious. But yet, Jesus had nowhere to lay his head. Who are we that through all this book from Genesis to Revelation, that we cannot glorify God, to be grateful for the things that he have done for us? We don't have time to worry about somebody else, to critique somebody else's message, or to judge somebody else and to find fault. We have to live so that we can have eternal life and be more grateful that God woke us up to morning. This morning, let us listen to Hezekiah Walker and Grateful. Amen. You know, when I read over the story, it really impressed upon me how Jesus gave so much of himself, especially those that was weary. It says that the great multitudes followed him. Some followed him for food, others followed him for healing. There was those that followed him out of curiosity, and there were those that followed him out of judgment, who wanted to undermine, to kill our Savior, to find fault, and to point their fingers. You know, in life, when you're about your own business and you try to, you know, follow the Father business, you're going to have those people around you for different reasons. You know, some want a handout, some may want food, some may want prayer, some may just want to be in your company, but there are those who just want to find fault and to judge. It's very sad for the times that we are in this world now, dealing with COVID, dealing with wars and rumors of wars. So many things is going on in our lives, in our country, in our nation, around this world. You find that people are dealing with lack of water, lack of food, lack of medicines. COVID is on the rise. Like I said myself, there's flus in the East Coast where I am, and I'm dealing with my sinuses today. Our time is short. We don't have time to be a body of believers who's concerned about everybody's business but our own. Time is short. You know, and Jesus saw the multitude of people pulling at him, but he was such a God that he was there for everybody to give them hope. There are going to be times in your life, and I'm speaking to the leaders, that people are going to pull at you for prayer, for different services, either to preach or do eulogies, or those that maybe they want a itinerant pastor to stand in the church, or those just to give them hope to work in ministry, or to even to give food out at the food bank. There are going to be those that's going to have a need to pull at you. But the great thing about Jesus, he saw them. He had compassion and mercy on them. He didn't condemn or judge or find fault. What he did was he extended himself because he knew his responsibility and his commission to serve. It says even in verse 19, that a disciple said that he would follow him wherever he would go. You know, I can speak for this in leadership. There are times that you just need a resting place. There are times like you may have a cold, like myself, but the ministry needs you. There are those that will wake you up 3 o'clock in the morning for prayer. There are those that will pull at you because you have placed yourself on an assignment or even have given them assignment, and the job have to be finished. There are times that you just want to curl up in your bed because you don't feel good. You want some soup. But you have to be about your Father's business. That's what I love about the Lord. That's what I love about Jesus, that he showed us that regardless what it looked like, seemed like, what it was, he had to be about his Father's business. He was focused. He knew what his assignment and purpose was. And he stayed on course, He didn't get distracted by the things of this world. Money didn't excite him. People didn't excite him. Titles didn't excite him. Being known didn't excite him. I'm sure if he was here today, internet, Facebook, YouTube, none of that would excite him. He was about the work of the kingdom to get souls saved, to give them time, to give them hope. Even back then, he knew disease was coming. He knew that COVID would kill close to 1 million people around this world. He knew that different plagues and different other things would happen in our lives. So he was trying to show us a better way to live and to have hope before our time was up. So we are to be grateful. You know, it says here, even Jesus said himself, he said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not nowhere to lay his head. Good God Almighty. Can you imagine all of us tugging at the Lord and praying, want things to happen in our life, want healings to take place, miracles to take place? You know, we want intervention. We want jobs. We want good health. We want our business to flourish. We want to be able to move, say, from one city to another. There are so many requests, but God hears us all because he made us in his image. He breathed breath into our bodies, and he sent that same Holy Spirit that divide the waters above and the waters below said so that all of us could be heard and all of us could have a chance to the tree of life. He knew that even with us and the ones that are called for leadership, I'm not talking about all of us are called to minister reconciliation. We're supposed to minister to each other. But those that's in leadership, he knew that we would get tired or get burnt out. But he gave us the strength, the tenacity in our heart, in our character, to say that if we love the Lord, we will put all that aside and that we would follow him even in our weakness, even when we don't feel good, regardless what it was, that we have to stand because he have empowered us with so many gifts. As I said, I hope you can hear me today. My nose is a little stuffy. But I want to say to you that even Jesus, as he was looking at the story of Matthew chapter 8, he knew there was a great assignment. And he said to those disciples, follow me. Follow me. Follow the commandments. Follow what I told you. Don't lose faith and doubt now. You know, he even told, as later part of the story, that when he saw the multitude was steady pulling at him and they needed so much, they needed prayer, they needed intervention, they needed healing, they wanted miracles, some wanted food, that he went over to the other side, that he departed to a place where he could at least, as we would say, take a breather, at least just to go ahead and just have a little time out. But he couldn't have time out because even then there was one, as you read later on in the story, that wanted to follow Jesus' name was Peter. And he pulled at the Lord, and he said that he wanted to go out of the ship and walk on water with the Lord. Good God Almighty. Can you imagine that a leader would say to God, I want to follow you with everything I got, but then when it get rough, you get sick, things get weary, you get tired, your money, your things act up, and all of a sudden you get fearful, you turn back, or you change your mind. Jesus couldn't do that. He had to go all the way as the Son of God. We are the children of God. If we have accepted a commission to serve God, and I hear so many times they said, as Lady Magnum said this morning, so you want to be a preacher. So you have accepted that ordination, affirmation, consecration, so that you can be this disciple. Then you have a responsibility to go all the way for God. So I know that I said something in reference to the leadership this morning, but I want to say to the people of God that you are his beloved and that he loves you and that what he's done for one, he will do for another. He has no respect of person. God can give you the same type of ministry if you want to serve him, if you want to go all the way for him, and if you will accept that call. God loves us all. No matter what nation you are in, whether it's China, Africa, America, God will accept you and love you and give you the same opportunity. He has no respect of person. He loves us all. So I want to stop right here. I get emotional sometimes when I talk about the goodness of the Lord and that how he deserves our praise and how he loves us so that sometimes I think that as believers that we forget that some of things that we ask God for that we need to do for ourselves, we need to pull our own self up by our bootstraps. We need to say, God, you woke me up in the land of living. I'm going to press my way and be about my Father's business, regardless of the colds or the sinuses, regardless of the COVID that's going on around the world, that I'm going to trust you, that you have started a work in me, and that you're able to finish. That God deserves all our praises this morning, where we are in leadership or not, that he deserves it, because he made us and had given us a chance to eternal life. And each and every day we should live up to that call to reverence God. Amen. Let us listen to J.J. Harrison and you for praise that God deserve it or you deserve it. Amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in this place.
Powerful woman speak about the Lord, about us as believers. I like to listen to a little bit more of her. Again, it's Vesta, M-A-N-G-U-M, Magum. Amen.
Love you beyond distraction and can use you even if you have failed. He can work wonders with our mistakes and failures because the Lord's compassions fail not and his mercies are new every morning. So forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. He's doing a new thing in our lives. It'll soon spring forth and you'll know it. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I'm a way maker. I'll make a way for you. If you'll listen, you'll hear my voice behind saying, this is the way, walk in it. God loves you beyond distraction and can use you even if you have failed. He can work wonders with our mistakes and failures because the Lord's compassions fail not and his mercies are new every morning. So forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. He's doing a new thing in our lives. It'll soon spring forth and you'll know it. I will make make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I'm a way maker. I'll make a way for you if you'll listen. You'll hear my voice behind say,
yes, that's a powerful message. I had to play it twice because she said that every morning he makes a way for us in that wilderness, that God is able to do anything but fail. I love that she was able to just tie in that we should be grateful as we worship God, not saying that you're not, but just to just keep your mind on the prize for eternal life. Keep your mind on love and mercy and compassion. Keep your minds to know that you are special, that you are his beloved, and you have a task to just encourage those who may not know the Lord that this is the best way out to have the victory in their lives. So, again, I like to listen to her. She had another in the apostolic, as we said, the Pentecostal, that during the time of Azusa, that she was one of the great speakers. Again, here is Vesta Magum. Amen.
Don't waste this mighty, powerful baptism of the Holy Ghost. Don't waste the name that's above every name in heaven and in earth. Don't waste the mighty, powerful sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. I've been sent with these mighty weapons to snatch souls out of the fire, whatever the cost. And if I'm not going to use them, I'm going to give them back. Don't waste the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I love it. She said, don't waste the blood. Don't waste the time and effort to not do what's right, to gossip, to judge, to criticize. Be about your Father's business. I don't know why I'm stuck right there. You know, I'm being led by the Lord that some of us are not grateful for the lives that we have, for the time that we have, the family that we have, the assignment that we have, and the purpose that God has given for our lives, that we don't need time out and wasting time and not following what God has for us, that we need to seek first the kingdom of God every day and be reminded. I think it's so very powerful that, you know, to wrap this up a little bit, go down further in Scripture, that it says here that it was one who wanted to follow the Lord, but he had little faith and he had doubt. However, he said, God, I'm going to serve you. I love you. I want to follow you. And he bid God as he was on that boat that Jesus didn't have no rest. Everybody was pulling at the hem of his garment. Everybody kept pulling. And there was Peter yelling out, Jesus, I want to follow you. God, I want to come. Bid me to come to you. You know, we ask God for a lot of things that we want to do in our lives. When God opened up that door and gave us the opportunity, we have doubts. Sometimes we wonder, did God really open that door for us? And then we second-guess ourselves. That's what happened to Peter. Peter stepped off the boat. He was so gung-ho that, you know, he's going to follow Jesus. But when it got rough, when the winds got, you know, roaring, you know, so many times people turn back, you know, not so much from fear, but of temptation. I have seen others, you know, that said that, you know, I'm going to go all the way and be a pastor for the Lord, and I'm going to go ahead and just bring in souls. But when the church is empty, they only see one or two people, nobody won't show up, and then they wonder, you know, do I really want to do this, and why God not add an increase to the church? Maybe there's some things that God wants you to increase in your spirit, in your personality as a leader. So many times we step out ahead of God. We don't wait for God. So when we get those assignments, we ready to jump on the ship, jump off the ship and follow Christ. But then we fall on our face or we feel the roar or the heaviness or the temptation that's coming our way. And we don't always go to the mark of our calling. However, Jesus was so compassionate as Peter reached out his hand and he grabbed hold to safety. That's the kind of God that we serve, that when we mess up or when we, you know, second-guess ourselves, when we doubt, that God is able to be there for us and give us comfort and to catch us even at the times of doubt and little faith. That's the kind of God that we serve, that he's a wonderful, wonderful Father. And I would like to listen to another piece by Lady Vesta Magnum. Amen.
Kingdom of God every day. I will seek him first every day. I will take up my cross every day and follow him. I will crucify this old flesh and nail it to the cross every day. I'll set my affections on things above every day. I'll witness the people as I have opportunity every day. Say people, not buildings, not machinery, our property, my business is people business.
Yes, she said that her business is people business, to get the soul saved, to come into the house of the Lord. That's the most important thing. If we don't do anything else, we got to be about our Father's business. You know, so many times, as I said before, I can think about Peter saying all those things to God, that what he wanted to do. But then when he got off the ship and it got kind of rocky, you know, he had second-guessed himself. He had to think twice. I just want to encourage you today that sometimes in life you're going to go through some dry spells. You're going to go through some empty buildings. You're going to go through some setbacks and look like you're going to drown in your own ministry. I guess I'm speaking to the leaders today. But God wants you to stay encouraged, to stay, you know, with your foot to uphold the things of God, to be steadfast, to put on the whole armor of God, to be flat-footed. You know, sometimes it may look good days, sometimes bad days, but you got to go all the way in God. You know, that he loves you. What he started in you, he's able to finish. I noticed over these last couple of Sundays I've been dealing with leadership and those that's in the pastor position, and that I guess my commission to you is to tell you, to give you hope that God is not finished with you yet, and what he started in you, he's able to finish. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer, as we listen again to Lady Vesta Magnum. Amen.
Darkness and left them disarmed and paralyzed. We are participants in that victory. When he snatched the keys away from death and hell, O Satan, we are sharers in that triumph. When he defeated the devil, it was my victory. When he ascended on high and took his seat in the heavenlies, we ascended with him. Therefore, we are Satan's master. I'm his boss.
Yeah, she has a lot of fight in her. She has a whole lot of fight. You know, I was looking at her bio and her pictures, and she's an elderly lady, but she is still in the battlefield for the Lord. And she realized, even when she said that we are the masters over the devil, that the battle is the Lord, and she's going all the way in. We have to feel that tenacity. We have to believe that same type of push, that for God I live, for God I die. God bless you again. We're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. And I would like to play Yolanda Adams, The Battle is the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, that is so powerful. It tied in what I was saying. No matter what you're going through, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. The God is only using you. I just want to encourage the leaders around the world, including the pastors, that this battle is not yours. It's the Lord. He has used you and commissioned you, and he alone will be glorified as he lifts you up, that this battle belongs to the Lord. You know, stay on course. Do the things that you know to do according to the gospel, according to the assignment, according to the instructions that was given you by the Holy Spirit. Stay focused and do the work that God has sent you to do. And to remember that this battle is not yours, it's the Lord. Yes, there are times that you're going to get tired. There are times you may get your colds, but you have to gird up yourself. As my mama used to tease me, and wipe your nose and be about your Father's business. Yes, there is no rest sometime for the weary, as I told you before in the title, that the weary have no place to lay their heads. But yes, they do. They can lay it on the trust, the word, the promises, and their faith in God that he's able. God is able to do anything but fail. And I just want to say to you as his beloved that you shall and will have the victory, that God is God, and that we have to continue to say hallelujah regardless, that we are about our Father's business. So God bless you today. Remember, if today is your Sabbath, make it special. Go to the house of worship. Some of you may not, then turn it on your internet, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. But give God his reverence and his praise. Give him his respect and to know that today he said to keep it holy. And for others, just to tell you to go out there and be about your Father's business. Gather yourself together. Show love to one another. Embrace each other and say, God love you and so do I. Go and sit down and listen to the pastor because he gets weary too. He want to lay his head too. He has a cold and his sinuses act up too. But he have to be about his Father's business. Have that compassion and mercy. You don't have time to go in no church to judge somebody's outfit or to try to critique a word that God has given another leader or you the judge and jury. Just go in there and be about your Father's business because our day, looking around at this world, God is soon to come back, and we want to be able to have our work in such a way that God will say, well done, my good and faithful servant, well done. So let us listen to Reverend Clay Evans at this time. Woo! He had to pardon me. As I said, my sinuses and this cold at the East Coast. I'm just a human being. I catch colds too, flus, pneumonias, all of that. But God is able to heal my body through that death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. I believe, God, that he's a healer and a miracle worker. That blood on Calvary was spilt for me. So I got the power and the victory. And guess what? Even in sickness, I'm going to say hallelujah anyhow. So let's say hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, you've been wondering about the deliverance. like it's so long coming. But I want you to know you got to find your comfort zone. And when you find it, get in it. Satan does not belong in front of you.
Have to say hallelujah anyhow, regardless what it seems like, what it feels like, you got to praise him. Let's go ahead and praise that again. Okay? Let's play that again and praise the Lord. Amen.
But I want you to know you got to find your comfort zone. And when you find it, get in it. Where he can whisper in the air. Neither does he belong.